and welcome to The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association, and I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. And this week at NSTA, the organization submitted comments to the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, ACIP. That's a committee within the framework of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia. The comments urged the panel to consider school bus drivers to be classified as essential workers, thus being able to be a recommendation for high priority for the phased allocation of COVID-19 vaccine once the vaccine becomes available. As you can imagine, many different sectors are vying for a similar classification, so we will advise the NSTA membership once a decision has been made. So more details to follow on that. And joining us today at NSTA, the bus stop, Richard Tackett. He's CEO of Power Trade Media and editor-in-chief of the brand new School Bus Ride. So, Richard, welcome to NSTA, the bus stop.
Hello. Yes, thank you for having me, Kurt. Honored to be here.
Great. Our pleasure. Listen, for folks who aren't familiar, please describe Power Trade Media and its history in trade publishing.
Well, as you said it, Power Trade Media is a trade publishing organization, multimedia organization. We have magazines in multiple industries and verticals. I won't drill down too far on them, but they include Church Executive, which is an almost 20-year-old publication focused on the business of large churches and megachurches. And then, kind of relevant to this discussion, we've been the publisher of Bus Ride magazine. Bus Ride is almost 60 years old and focuses on bus transportation, some school bus, but mostly motor coach, intercity travel, transit, paratransit, shuttle, and then a sister publication, Bus Ride Maintenance, which is the, you know, the garage and maintenance end of that same industry. And then now we are very proud to be a publisher for the official publication of the NAPT, the National Association for Pupil Transportation, and that is School Bus Ride, which just debuted this month.
Great. And you have obviously a lot of background in transportation and publishing in transportation. Now, how did the relationship with NAPT and Power Trade Media, you know, come to be?
Sure. Well, in our other life as the publishers of Bus Ride Magazine and Bus Ride Maintenance, we do a lot of work with various industry associations in the public transit and private bus spheres, notably people like the American Bus Association, the ABA. And we were doing some stuff with associations like that in 2018 and 2019. And we kind of began exploring other, you know, associations that we might do work with. And many of our private bus operators that read Bus Ride considered school or pupil transportation to be a primary business activity. And so one of the people that we were talking to was the NAPT. And I'd say, you know, mid to late 2019, we simply reached out to them talking about some editorial that we might be able to collaborate with some of their members in order to just educate our readers. But in talking with Mike Martin, the head of NAPT, NAPT had kind of long been interested in having its own publication. And from that discussion, you know, School Bus Ride arose pretty naturally. And then COVID-19 obviously struck pretty heavily in March after we'd begun talking, but the plans were sort of underway. Formal, you know, agreement to really do this came around on the summer. Then, you know, now it's launched in November, a 12X annual publication. All 12 issues are digital. And then the March and August issues will be print and digital.
Yeah, and it seems like such a natural connection the way you describe it. So it's not hard to figure out what, you know, inspired School Bus Ride. And just so everyone knows, NAPT as well as NASDIPS are, you know, friends and allies with, you know, within the industry. So we're just so happy that you've been able to partner with NAPT on this endeavor.
Absolutely, yeah. And we view it as a really valuable opportunity for us to be able to speak to those members and also to work collaboratively with the NSTA and NASDAQ on getting the word out and trying, you know, fortify the bond between NAPT and all of those organizations.
That's great. Now, when you went through this process, I'm sure, you know, as you mentioned, there were several months of discussion. Can you tell us, how does School Bus Ride align with the NAPT mission?
Sure. Well, simply stated, the NAPT mission is basically influencing policymaking and helping their members engage in policymaking and ultimately trying to enhance operational safety and administrative efficiency. So very basically, School Bus Ride plans to be an extension of that. You know, NAPT felt the need to have its own voice in the trade media space, and a place where the organization leadership could speak directly to members and provide really valuable educational thought leadership for the members, which I think is key. So we plan to provide real-time association news, that very thought leadership focused on safe pupil transportation, and then also, as best we can, up-to-the-minute regulatory and compliance coverage. That's something that we feel can really benefit members and is sort of an ever-changing topic in pupil transportation, and we feel we can really serve people there. And then because of the connection with NAPT, we're able to provide some exclusive columns and writing from people like Dr. Linda Bluth, you know, on special needs transportation, or Tim Ammon is contributing some of his world-class consulting thoughts to the magazine. But we just hope to be an extension of that NAPT mission and really provide the members with as much really critical and relevant information and critical and relevant thought leadership as we can.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously from the NSTA standpoint, we, you know, support you in that endeavor, because quite frankly, we don't think the entire story about, you know, the safety and efficiency of student transportation is widely known. It was kind of brought a little bit more to the forefront with respect to the COVID-19 pandemic and all the challenges that it faced. But I think overall, the industry does such a great job of, you know, transporting 26 million children to and from school. It's almost 500,000 buses. So, you know, anything we can do to amplify that message of safety and efficiency is great. So, yeah, definitely support you in this endeavor.
Yeah, it is a vital transportation lifeline for the nation. And I think it's critical that people understand that, but also critical that, you know, we provide, and by we, I'm referring to the magazine, you know, provide as much of a communication line from NAPT and from great organizations like yourself to those members so that they can, you know, be on top of it as much as possible and continue to kind of carry out that really important mission of student safety.
Great. Now, you said it was going to be published 12 times a year, twice in a print format. You had the first issue out, the November issue. How did it go? How was School Bus Ride received out there in the general public?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, very well. Now, you know, I'm obviously not hearing every single person's opinion on it, but we've heard nothing but positive feedback, and that's always good when you're speaking to an audience this large. The first issue featured a collaboration with Zonar Systems on the cover about contributing to the elimination of nationwide pupil transportation fatalities. It also featured an exclusive interview with Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg of the NTSB that we were very honored to feature. The aforementioned columns by Dr. Bluth and Mr. Ammon, and then articles, a variety of topics. You know, there was one on embracing change in student transportation as we move past, or not really move past, but move forward through COVID. And then even, you know, some non-COVID stuff like constructing new transportation centers was a great feature by Dr. Peter Lawrence. So very pleased with it. And so far we've heard nothing but positive feedback, which always makes me happy.
That's great. And I think back, because, you know, we launched this platform of NSTA, the bus stop, a year ago in August, and how the podcast has, you know, evolved over that, you know, period of time. And I'm sure the magazine, you know, will do as well. You know, and it's interesting, you know, when we launched podcast, nobody knew what coronavirus was. And then the podcast became a key facet for the organization to amplify whatever message we needed to amplify, you know, throughout this pandemic. And as you mentioned, we're moving forward through it and looking forward to the day when we can move past it. But I'm sure that some of that thought process has been with you all in launching School Bus Ride, that, you know, the publication is going to evolve, and that, you know, the information that you're able to disseminate out there is so critical during this period of the COVID-19 health crisis.
Absolutely, yes. This is, if nothing else, it has highlighted the value of direct communication to whoever you need to speak to. I agree with you on the sense that a podcast is an amazing way for you all to get your information out in a very quick method. And then similarly, yes, that is the goal with School Bus Ride, and the digital presence of School Bus Ride is to hopefully make it as current as possible and also let it evolve, you know, as quickly as it can with the help of feedback from industry experts and the readers themselves.
Yeah, that's great. And just as an aside, when we polled our member benefits, and this goes back to last summer of 2019 at our annual meeting convention, the member benefit that our members considered the most valuable was still our print publication.
Mm-hmm.
you know, NSTA 64. So it's interesting, you know, as we hear from everyone about the evolution of, you know, podcasts and videos and YouTube and, you know, all the social media channels, that there is still great appetite for, you know, the print version of, you know, various publications out there, at least in our industry.
Absolutely. And I found that to be the case with trade publishing in general. When you're entering the field of journalism or newspapers or any sort of print, you know, format, you hear a lot about how, you know, print is either dead or it's dying, it's on the way out. And obviously, you know, digital formats are extremely popular now. But with industry specific trade publications, we've found that print is certainly not dead. And in fact, it is the preferred method of reading for a lot of people. So that is, we found it extremely valuable to be in inboxes every single month with the digital publication, but absolutely not forego print, because there is a true value to being able to hold something in your hand like that.
So, you know, down the line, you know, what can readers expect in future editions of School Bus Ride? What are you guys thinking outside the box?
Yeah, well, I can speak at least to the next edition of School Bus Ride, which will be the December edition, right around the corner. But it features some pieces on, you know, air purification and how that's going to work with COVID-19, school finance as it relates to school transportation, onboard and offboard surveillance, and then some pretty diverse editorial contributions focusing on various industry initiatives and best practices from kind of map points all across the nation, which I find very fun. But then beyond that, I think, you know, readers can really just expect the monthly delivery of School Bus Ride, as you said, to be an evolving product, an evolving outlook, because we want to constantly evolve to meet the needs of our readers. We hope to constantly solicit feedback from the NAPT membership and other readers to really make sure that we're crafting this for them. It is the NAPT members magazine, and thus we simply want to make it the best possible magazine for them and to serve their needs, so that we can also get, you know, feedback saying that we're a great benefit for their membership. That's obviously the goal, and that's great.
Yeah, and we wish you the best of luck in that endeavor, and we know you'll do well. Richard, in closing, if folks want to reach out to you or find out more about Power Trade Media or School Bus Ride in particular, you know, how can they get in touch with you?
I'd love to first plug, obviously, the NAPT website. That is NAPT.org. And then sort of sister site, the School Bus Ride site, which is school-busride.com. So school, a hyphen, and then BUSRIDE.com. Those are the two best places to actually get the content for NAPT, to get all of the great information that they have on their website on advocacy, certification, meetings and events, and so forth. And then obviously you can sign up for the magazine and to receive the magazine free in your inbox at school-busride.com. And then other than that, I'm reachable at rtackett@school-busride.com. And I am eager to receive feedback or suggestions or comments or anything. I really want to hear back from people, because it's very critical to us that this meets the needs of the people reading it. So we don't want to just talk into a vacuum. We want to hear back, and we want to keep crafting the magazine to be the right thing.
That's great. And knowing the industry as I do, I guarantee, Richard, you will receive some feedback. So that's, I think that's good news. Well, once again, Richard Tackett, he's CEO of Power Trade Media and editor-chief of School Bus Ride Magazine. Richard, thanks so much for joining us at NSTA The Bus Stop.
Thank you.